Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On October 3rd, 1995, O.J. Simpson is acquitted of murder. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Please be seated. And the record should reflect that we have now been rejoined by all the members of our jury panel and our alternates. Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mrs. Robertson, would you do you have the envelope with the sealed verdict forms, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, would you give those to Deputy Trower?
It was 10 o'clock on the morning on this date, 1995, when Judge Lance Ito's clerk, Deirdre Robinson, announced the verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder. The Simpson saga was one that drew on perennial themes in American, indeed in human, history. Jealousy, rage, race, celebrity. The brutal deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and of Ronald Goldman captivated the nation and the world. 42% of white Americans who were polled thought the verdict wrong. 78% of black Americans thought it right. The disparity illuminated contrasting views of the criminal justice system. A celebrated instance of the divide that shapes us still, more than a quarter of a century later. Here is part of what the prosecutor Christopher Darden said in his closing argument. I promised you that I would expose to you the private side of Simpson, that part of him, the side of him that was capable of extreme rage, jealousy, and violence. And I said to you back then, I said to you and I asked that you consider the nature of their relationship with Nicole. Because to understand what happened, you need to know what happened between them during the 17-year period that they were together off and on. Because when you look at that, you see a motive for killing. I'm sure the defense is going to get up here at some point and say, that domestic violence evidence, it's irrelevant. And they may say to you that just because this defendant had some marital discord or violence in his marriage to Nicole Brown, that it doesn't mean anything. Well, this isn't a just because issue. This is a because issue. It is because he hit her in the past, and because he slapped her and threw her out of the house and kicked her and punched her and grabbed her around the neck. It's because he stalked her, because he looked through her windows one night in April of 1992. They may say the defendant is just looking through a window late at night. We say that's stalking. It's because of all those things, and because of all these things alongside the physical evidence at the scene, the bloody shoe prints in his size, the blood drops, the blood on his sock, the blood trail. It's because when you look at all of that, it all points to him. Pointing out the racist comments of L.A. Detective Mark Furman, the defense attorney Johnny Cochran replied, "Why did they then all try to cover for this man Furman? Why would this man, who is not only Los Angeles's worst nightmare, but America's worst nightmare, why would they all turn their heads and try to cover for them? Why would you do that if you are sworn to uphold the law? There is something about corruption. There is something about a rotten apple that will ultimately infect the entire barrel. This man could have been off the force long ago if they had done their job, but they didn't do their job. People looked the other way. People didn't have the courage. One of the things that has made this country so great is people's willingness to stand up and say, that is wrong. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to be part of the cover-up. That's what I'm asking you to do. Stop this cover-up. Stop this cover-up. If you don't stop it, then who? It has to be stopped by you." And so, the verdict came.
"We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information."
Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.